Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Today, our topic is, should I go gluten-free to lose weight? But before we get started, the usual disclaimers. One, please don't self-diagnose or treat based on anything that you hear in the show. Always discuss it with your physician. Listening to this podcast does not create a doctor-patient relationship. Lastly, on the show, we do not share any medical advice. It's just general information. So let's get back to the topic. Should I go gluten-free to lose weight? One in three Americans is now going gluten-free, according to a recent survey. It is interesting that 33% of Americans are excluding gluten from their diets, while only 1% of Americans actually have celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease caused from wheat gluten. Other wheat problems include non-celiac gluten sensitivity, which is estimated at 1 to 6% of the population, and less than 1% of the population have documented wheat allergies. As a cardiologist, I am frequently asked by my patients, should I go gluten-free? In this podcast, I will share my experience with going gluten-free and explore the reasons both for and against why you might want to consider gluten-free to lose weight. So let me share with you my story. As many of you know, at the age of 44, I found myself overweight, suffering from multiple chronic medical conditions, and was on 5 medications. Even as a doctor, I didn't know where to turn next for help. I thought that at least if I could lose some weight, that perhaps my health would improve. I tried reducing what I ate each day, but I was not losing any weight. The diet thing was just not working for me. I was hungry all the time, and the free donuts in the doctor's dining lounge of my hospital kept calling me. Yes, if you go into most doctors' dining lounges in most hospitals across the country, you will find free bagels, free donuts. At that time, it was very popular among my cardiology colleagues to go gluten-free. In my desperation, I thought that going gluten-free might also help me. My gluten-free colleagues all challenged me to give it a 30-day test to see whether or not I felt better off of gluten. I thought that since 1 to 6% of all Americans are gluten-sensitive, that perhaps dropping gluten could help me feel better as well. I was excited about the prospect, yet just 2 days into my first attempt at going gluten-free, I caved in. My donut, bagel, and pizza withdrawals were too great. I obsessed about the forbidden foods and never felt satisfied with the gluten-free meals that I did eat. With these overpowering cravings, I definitely did not feel any better in the short term. So, almost as soon as I began, I decided to give it up. 2 months later, still not feeling very well, I decided to give the gluten-free diet another try. This time, I decided to imagine that I had these circulating gluten antibodies and that I was destroying my body with each donut, bagel, and slice of pizza. While I may have been having an effect on my body, it was not from antibodies. In reality, I didn't have any gluten antibodies. But my approach worked to some degree. I lost 10 pounds after 2 months. After 2 months, I did not lose any more weight and did not feel much better. While giving up the junk food helped initially, it wasn't long before I found gluten-free alternative junk food for practically everything I created. Everything I craved. Cookies, pizza, bagels, you name it. And with the reentry of these foods came the regaining of the weight. So the question comes up, why are so many people having problems with gluten? Unfortunately, the wheat we eat today is not the wheat our grandparents or even our great-grandparents ate. Modern wheat is packed with gluten, far more than what our ancestors ate. Also, modern wheat is in countless food products. We're getting gluten from so many places that we had no idea. Just try looking at some of the labels of some of the things. For example, even soy sauce, you'll see wheat listed as an ingredient. The toxicities from gluten-loaded wheat and all the pesticides and other chemicals used in the wheat growing process are triggering many people to develop gluten sensitivities, food allergies to wheat, and full-blown celiac disease. Did you know that celiac disease is 4 times more common today? And celiac disease is increasing at an epidemic rate. For example, from a recently published study, undiagnosed celiac disease has increased 4 times among Air Force recruits in the last 50 years. In this study, researchers went back to 9,133 frozen blood samples from Air Force recruits, which were saved from the 1948 to 1954 period of time, and they tested them for gluten bodies. I mean, this was wonderful. They had this frozen blood. It was almost like a time machine. You could go back in time and check all of these Air Force recruits from the late 40s and early 50s to see if they had, gluten antibodies. Then they tested for antibodies to gluten in a modern-day, similarly matched group of 12,768 people. Based on their findings, people are now more than 4 times more likely to have antibodies to gluten or celiac disease. So, is gluten-free healthy? Right now, it seems like gluten-free products have this halo effect in the grocery store. And so, is eating a gluten-free diet healthier than one with gluten? The short answer is, it depends. If you had antibodies to gluten or celiac disease, then of course you will want to avoid gluten. For many people who may not have celiac disease but are gluten sensitive, going gluten-free will likely help you with your gastrointestinal challenges. For the rest of us, whether or not gluten-free is healthy or not really depends on what you eat instead. If your diet stays the same, except that you now eat gluten-free varieties of the same processed foods, then guess what? You haven't really gained anything. In fact, you may even be worse off, and you may gain weight with all of these crazy gluten-free alternative processed foods, or frankenfoods as I like to call them. On the other hand, if you replace wheat gluten with fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, or wild fish, it could be incredibly healthy. The problem with our standard American diet is that we eat too many processed grains, including wheat flour. This processed grain overload is a significant cause of our current obesity epidemic. Even if you tolerate gluten, it may be a good idea to limit the wheat gluten you choose to eat, considering how much more gluten is in today's wheat and all the other products that were offered in comparison to, say, what our grandparents or great-grandparents ate. For example, non-gluten whole grains such as quinoa could be a healthier option. Alternatively, if you really do like wheat, like me, try choosing low glycemic sprouted whole grain varieties like Ezekiel bread that are not made with wheat flour. Too often, we've got a misconception of what whole grains are. Whole grains to me means the whole grain, not pulverized into flour. If you pulverize it into flour, then wheat behaves like sugar in our body. And the glycemic index of even so-called healthy whole wheat bread is a lot higher than a Snickers bar. You get that surge of sugar. So if you do like grains, eat real whole grains, not pulverized grains made with flour. And you can buy Ezekiel products at most health food stores. Should I go gluten-free to lose weight? For most people, going gluten-free does not cause them to lose weight, like was the case with me. Now that going gluten-free is so popular, you can find whatever junk food you crave in gluten-free forms. These highly processed gluten-free products may even be worse for you than the wheat they were meant to replace. In fact, I have seen many patients actually gain weight eating these gluten-free junk food options. The only way to make gluten-free a good weight loss option is to replace your processed grains, such as flour, with real food. If you can replace your grains and processed foods with appropriate portions of real food, physical activity, restorative sleep, and stress management, you will see your weight drop quickly. I have seen so many people after their diagnosis of celiac disease, they start gaining weight when they eat all of these gluten-free options. You have to be careful. Avoid the Frankenfoods gluten-free varieties. Stick with real foods. So let me give you my six gluten rules. So here they are, Dr. Day's six gluten rules. Number one, if you have celiac disease, religiously avoid gluten. As many people have undiagnosed celiac disease, I recommend gluten antibody testing for everyone. Talk with your doctor now about getting tested. Number two, if you think you might have gluten sensitivity, try going gluten-free for 30 days. If you feel better off gluten, then you probably have a gluten sensitivity. Number three, if you have an unexplained medical condition or crazy symptoms that nobody can explain and you've seen doctor after doctor after doctor, there is a chance you could have an undiagnosed wheat allergy. Once again, try going off gluten for 30 days to see if things improve. Number four, even if you don't have celiac disease, you don't have gluten sensitivity, and you don't have a wheat allergy, most likely your diet and health could benefit by eating less or different grains. Try cutting back or mixing up the grains you do eat. If you love your wheat, avoid the high glycemic wheat flour, which is just like sugar to the body. Like I said, even the traditional so-called healthy whole wheat bread that you buy at your grocery store, guess what? The effect to your body, the sugars in that bread are more than a Snickers bar. Try whole grain sprouted Ezekiel bread, which doesn't have any flour. Or better yet, make your own bread and use almond flour. You could use other things such as garbanzo bean flour, coconut flour. There are other options that aren't so high glycemic, don't have gluten, and don't get the sugar response. And if you do make your own bread and grind up your own wheat, use the largest size possible when grinding up your wheat. Don't grind it up into a fine powder. Maybe some chunks. I actually like the taste a lot better, and it's a lot lower glycemic. Number five, if you decide to go gluten-free for whatever reason, replace the wheat with fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, or wild fish, not the highly processed gluten-free food products or Frankenfoods. Number six, if you have a question about gluten issues, please talk with your doctor. So that's it. Those are my six gluten rules, my general take on should you go gluten-free to lose weight. Thank you for tuning in. Please share this podcast with your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and please leave us a review on iTunes. These reviews help our ranking, help us to make this podcast more available to other people.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.